part of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al Nuaimi
on Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, attention to all of the space lovers and cosmic enthusiasts. Welcome back to Kalam Astro, your favorite radio space show on Pulse 95, where we actually travel to the cosmos right from your radio. It's time to strap in and prepare for the interesting and amazing adventure to space, as we've got an exciting night lined up for you on Kalam Astro. We'll be talking and reminding you about the last quarter of the moon, which is awaiting us tonight on March 3rd. We'll be talking about the latest update from the moon's surface itself, because we've got more breathtaking images beamed back from the Intuitive Machines' Odysseus probe. Also, we'll be journeying to the outskirts of our universe with the amazing JWST telescope, which, with its recent findings of a dwarf galaxy. And most importantly, we'll be talking about more interesting space facts that you probably have never heard of before. So buckle up, listeners, as we venture through star clusters, dodge meteor showers, and surf cosmic waves. So remember, the sky is not the limit, and it's just the beginning. So stay tuned right here with us on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al Nuaimi
on Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to our amazing space radio talk show, Kalam Astro on Pulse 95. Now, I must say that I'm very, very pretty much happy that all of you are tuning in, because we've got some exciting news and updates about space and more information and more pictures from the moon that we'll be talking about shortly in the upcoming segments. Now, for now, we've talked yesterday about the moon. The moon is going to its last quarter phase, and that's what we've talked about yesterday, and it's actually happening today. So the last quarter phase of the moon cycle is happening today on March 3rd. Now, the last quarter phase, as we've talked and explained yesterday, happens when our celestial neighbor is three quarters of the way through its orbit, and it's caught its sideways head-on. Yes, sideways head-on, because it stands at a right angle to the sun. So this shows us only half of its shiny face. So this is what we've talked about and explained yesterday. Not to mention, we've also mentioned that March 8th, next Friday that is, March 8th, we will be having planet Mars, the red planet, swaying close to the moon. But unfortunately, as I mentioned yesterday, Mars and the moon will be playing hide and seek, because what will happen is that these two planets will be rising almost simultaneously with the sun, and this will definitely make it very, very tricky, or a bit difficult for you guys to spot them. Not to mention that this event is going to happen just 2 days before the new moon, so the moonlight won't be much of a help for you to spot planet Mars or the red planet. Not to mention also, on the same day, planet Venus, the dazzling sister planet, is also making an appearance near the moon, but just like Mars again, Venus is going to be disappearing, basically. So you won't be able to see it with the naked eye. And that's because it's rising so close to the sun, and it'll be very, very hard to see. Yeah, so that's it for our amazing updates that we've talked about yesterday. So I'm definitely sure you guys will be loving the last quarter of the moon. It's happening tonight. After you finish up Kalam Astro, probably, and before you go to sleep, have a look at the sky. See how the moon looks so beautiful with its last quarter phase. I'm definitely sure you'd love it. Do take pictures. Send me the pictures. DM us on our Instagram account. Text us on 4215. Definitely don't forget to text us. Let us know what you guys think. Did you capture any images? Tell us anything you want on our 4215 SMS text, and DM us, of course, the pictures. I'd love to see the moon pictures from different angles, from different areas or places. I'll be very, very happy to see them, because you know me, I'm a mooniac. Well, that's it for now. Our journey is just beginning. So yeah, we just started Kalam Astro, so don't go anywhere. Keep your radio waves right here with me, locked on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro, space lovers. We've got some exciting news. I've got some exciting news from the moon landing mission of Intuitive Machines' Odysseus probe. Now, yesterday we talked about JAXA's SLIM probe, right, or robot, which has landed upside down and was asleep for a very long time, and then it woke up again and took or snapped more amazing pictures of the moon. Luckily enough for us, of course, and luckily enough for the scientists as well, the Odysseus recently completed its historic landing about 190 miles away from the moon's south pole. Now, it's a big deal. Why? Because the Odysseus is the first private spacecraft to land softly on the moon and the first American vehicle to do so since the Apollo missions in 1972. Talk about breaking records. That was a very long time ago, and this is the first private spacecraft to land or to do soft landing on the moon, and it is American, of course. Right, now let's talk about the photos. Now, Odysseus isn't just a pro at landing. No, it's actually quite the photographer, to be honest, because the spacecraft snapped some incredible shots during its descent, and this has showed us views of the moon's south pole like never before. These images are like getting a front row seat to the lunar touchdown. How amazing is that? Google the images, they're simply amazing. But the Odysseus has encountered a little hiccup, let's say, after landing, because it tipped over on its side, and this has made the communication a bit tricky, but that did not stop the team from sharing these amazing photos with us. It's all part of the adventure, definitely. So I don't mind. Just like JAXA's SLIM, it has tripped, it has been sleeping for a very long time, but then it woke up to give us amazing images. So Odysseus also has got the excuse to tip over on the side, as long as it's sending us amazing images, just like in a postcard from the moon, right? Okay, so now the problem is, time is actually ticking for Odysseus because it relies on solar power to stay in touch. The mission, which is known as IM-1, was actually set to lose contact as the sun sets over the landing site. But wait, there's a twist. Flight controllers are actually still working on extending the battery life, and this is giving Odysseus a bit more time to shine bright in the moonlight. Now, Odysseus is carrying a total of 12 payloads, including 6 NASA science instruments and technology demos, and they're all geared towards helping future crewed missions, of course, like those planned by the Artemis program. Everyone knows about the Artemis mission, right? We've talked about that before. If you guys don't remember, text me on 4215. I'll talk all about it again if you guys would like. Now, one unique payload is the EagleCam. Now, the EagleCam is a student-built camera system which is still waiting to capture ground-level photos after facing some navigation challenges, let's say, during the landing. Now, fingers crossed for those breathtaking moon snapshots for more and more to come from Odysseus. So let's keep our eyes on the moon as Odysseus continues its mission. Right, isn't that just simply amazing? Because as you look into the moon, you can't see Odysseus or you can't see SLIM. But then again, the robots or the probe is just there on top of that moon. That's just simply amazing. Anyhow, never mind me. Tune in to Kalam Astro for more updates on this out of this world adventure. We're not done yet, so don't go anywhere and keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Pulse 95. This is Pulse 95. Pulse 95.
Keeping it local, all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Well, space adventurers and space lovers, I would say for this segment, you guys need to get ready to embark on a mind-blowing journey into the depths of the universe with the latest discovery from our popular James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, because it's time for it to unravel more fascinating secrets of the early cosmos. Now, the JWST, as we know it, the most advanced telescope that can capture images of space or the universe from very, very far away, distance that could go years, or let's say million or billion years ago, maybe, perhaps. Right, so it has revealed something truly remarkable, and scientists have just discovered it. Now, there are small galaxies in the ancient universe. We're like cosmic superheroes, we can say, and they're packing a powerful punch that could reshape the entire cosmos. Yes, these tiny galaxies discovered by JWST is similar to today's dwarf galaxies. They played a very, very crucial role during a transformative phase of cosmic evolution less than 1 billion years after the Big Bang. So imagine these small galactic underdogs stepping up and changing the universe game. This is the recent discovery by JWST. Now, thanks to JWST's incredible observations, of course, astronomers have uncovered a hidden world of dwarf galaxies. Dwarf galaxies, hidden world. This is so interesting. Now, these dwarf galaxies have outnumbered the larger galaxies in the infant universe. Now, these small, very, very small, yet mighty galaxies were actually unsung heroes behind a process called cosmic reionization. Now, this cosmic reionization is a pivotal event that has influenced the growth of our universe. So it's like it has witnessed the universe's ultimate makeover, basically. Now, the main surprise is that these small, faint galaxies that JWST have captured had so much power in the past, and their combined radiation could transform the entire universe. Imagine, just this is how, this is why I'm telling you, space is so scary, it's very vast, and there's just so many mysteries, so much mysteries to uncover on or in the universe. So basically, JWST is kind of like discovered that there are tiny sparks that can ignite a cosmic wildfire in the universe. But how did the universe shift from its dark state to bright, or let's say a transparent realm? Let's talk about Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity. Now, this groundbreaking concept helped the JWST to use a galaxy cluster as a gravitational lens to observe ancient galaxies near the dawn of time. It's like wearing cosmic glasses to see the unseen and understand the unseen. Now, I know it's a bit confusing, but bear with me here. I'll try my best to make it more simple. Now, armed with the new cosmic knowledge, the team behind the discovery is now trying to gear up to explore the formation of the very first galaxies, the faint or the dwarf galaxies, and unravel the mysteries of the universe's evolution. From the tiniest galaxies, which were there before the Big Bang, to the grand cosmic tapestry, every piece of the puzzle holds a story waiting to be told. And I know, discussion is very, very heavy and very thick, difficult to understand, but basically, just to give you a quick summary, JWST has found dwarf galaxies that outnumbered the larger galaxies in the infant universe, which have probably been or existed or before the Big Bang ever happened. So that means there were small galaxies in the ancient universe, and they were just packing a wonderful punch that probably could have reshaped the entire cosmos, not the same way as the Big Bang. Hope I made this more simple. I know it's a very, very difficult topic to understand, because definitely if you're not having pictures, of course, on the show as well, it's a radio show, it'll be very, very difficult to understand. At the same time, I'm doing my best, you guys. Text me on 4215, let me know if you've understood anything from this amazing discovery by JWST, which has found dwarf galaxies packed enough to reshape the entire early universe. Quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere. We will be diving deeper into the wonders of the universe and explore the uncharted realms of space together, right here on Kalam Astro and Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hope you're still keeping your curiosity fueled and your telescopes pointed to the skies as we continue to unravel the cosmic mysteries of space on Kalam Astro. Now, I must say, this is going to be my favorite segment of the night, which is facts about space or outer space, which probably you have never ever heard before. Right, so let's start and kick off with the first discovery, or or space fact. NASA. Let's talk about NASA. Did you know that NASA actually uses a technique called data sonification to take signals from radio waves? And these plasma waves or magnetic fields convert them into audio tracks to hear what's happening in space. And the sounds range from ambulance-like screeches to beeps, probably giving an indication of alien spaceships making its approach. This is one amazing fact. Yes, actually, space has a sound. There are some sound waves, and probably I might be playing for you guys some of the space sounds later on, or probably next time. It'll be very, very fun to hear what goes on in space when it comes to audio. Right, another space fact is the Curiosity Mars rover's first color photograph of a sunset in 2015 was actually revealed, has revealed a surprising twist, which is sunsets on Mars are actually blue. Yes, you heard that correctly. NASA said this is because dust in the Martian atmosphere has fine particles that permit blue light to penetrate the atmosphere more efficiently than longer wavelength colors, so like yellow, orange, and red. So now you know it, Mars's sunset is blue. One more thing. Did you know that launching things into space is wildly expensive? Yes, it's more expensive than Aramex. Sorry to say that. Right, or FedEx or anything else. Right, so if you divide the cost of a mission's launch by its cargo weight, you get some really high numbers. You won't be able to ship anything to space with a shoestring budget, to be honest. Right, so the payload specialist and space station engineer, whose name is Ravi, he told Business Insider in 2016 that each pound of cargo used to cost $10,000 to ship into space. Imagine how high the price is. So the prices, again, that was back in 2016. The price have skyrocketed since Orbital Sciences spacecraft says cargo costs about $43,180 per pound. I think I'm good with Aramex and FedEx. Right, let's talk about space junk as well. Space is full of junk, like used rocket parts and dead satellites, and these objects continue to orbit Earth about 17,500 mph. That's 10 times as fast as a speeding bullet. This is amazing. So the Space Surveillance Network, which is a network that keeps track of how much debris is out there and who's responsible for it, is currently tracking around 23,000 objects larger than a softball. So space junk is dangerous because one collision could trigger a chain reaction of objects hitting each other, and this might result in a thick cloud of debris that would make space travel extremely dangerous. So this is kind of a disaster that I would say would probably remind you of the movie Gravity in 2013, which starred Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, if you guys remember that movie. Yeah, that was all about space junk. One last space fact. In the darkest parts of space, temperatures can actually reach 454 degrees Fahrenheit, but if you're orbiting near Earth in the sunlight, space is a toasty 250 degrees Fahrenheit, so astronauts' spacesuits are white to reflect the heat they encounter while floating above the Earth. That was a quick space facts, very, very much fun segment. I love that segment because we're talking about various topics and various space facts that you guys probably have never heard about before. Text me again on 4215. Let me know if you guys have firstly heard these facts or have you heard about them before. What do you know more? Give us more space facts if you know any. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere. Keep your radio waves right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
With a story to tell.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
I must say, this is my saddest segment on Kalam Astro. Then again, you guys all know it. If you hear that music, then it means it's farewell time. Now again, thank you, dear listeners, for joining me on this cosmic adventure tonight on Kalam Astro. I definitely will have to say it's been an amazing journey because we've explored the wonders of the universe together. And remember, I'll be here to meet you every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. on Pulse 95 and on Kalam Astro. So I would definitely love that all of you to mark your your calendars and stay tuned for more stellar discoveries with me on the show. Now, let's talk about what we've covered tonight. Tonight, we've dived into the lunar mysteries with the last quarter of the moon on March 3rd, which is today or tonight. So definitely love that you guys have a look at the moon. If you're driving at the moment, don't look up. Keep driving. If you're at home, have a look at the moon and let's say have a look at the beautiful last quarter of the moon on March 3rd tonight and the upcoming rendezvous with Venus near the moon on March 8th. We gave you a reminder to that. The sky is alive with celestial dancers waiting to be witnessed, so don't miss this one. And we also celebrated the historic moment of the Odysseus probe, which has shared breathtaking photos from its moon landing. And this is definitely a tale of, let's say, beauty and exploration that will definitely be remembered for ages. It has done an amazing job capturing these amazing moon images. And our journey also continued with the James Webb Space Telescope. We've uncovered the extraordinary power of dwarf galaxies that shaped the early universe, and this has proved to scientists that even the smallest stars can definitely illuminate the vastness of space, and this was definitely a true cosmic revelation. Lastly, we also talked and delved into the realm of facts about outer space. We unraveled the mysteries discovered by the astronomers and scientists that pushed the boundaries of our cosmic understanding. Now, the universe never fails to surprise us and inspire us, and I bet you guys didn't know that Mars's sunset is colored blue, not red. Yes, that was one of the amazing facts that we've talked about. Now, as we close this chapter tonight, I do invite you to join me again next week for another thrilling episode of Kalam Astro. We'll uncover more secrets, witness celestial phenomena, and continue our exploration of the infinite cosmos. So I do want for all of you to stay curious, stay inspired, and always remember that the universe has endless wonders waiting to be discovered. Thank you again for tuning in. Space lovers, until next time, may the stars guide your dreams and the galaxies whisper their secrets to you. I will have to go away and see you next weekend on Kalam Astro and Pulse 95.
From the heart of Sharjah.
From the heart of Sharjah.
From the heart of Sharjah.
Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
Pulse 95. Something to talk about.